This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, 35 years later, reflections on the Beatles' last recording session and the album from it, Abbey Road. First, a conversation with an American Army doctor in Iraq, where every day is bloody, and for doctors, the patient loads can get weirdly mixed. There are casualties from pitched battles and innocent victims of car bombings, and insurgents and terrorists who are trying to kill Americans and others. For them, the hospital's the last stop on the way to prison. Day to Day's Noah Adams has the story of one doctor, one hospital.
Lieutenant Colonel Cynthia Claggett is the chief for internal medicine for the 31st Combat Support Hospital. She's been stationed at a tent camp in the desert, treating U.S. and the Iraqi wounded. We know about her work because of emails she's sent back home to her family. Yesterday, we reached her by telephone. Dr. Claggett, we have had the privilege of seeing some emails that you sent back home, and you described the conditions and the circumstances of the patients in the medical and surgical ward that is guarded there at the tent camp. These are people who are assumed to be bad guys. Many of them are bad guys. Otherwise, they would be in prison. Tell us about that particular ward.
The wards that we have, the detainees, I think that's the right term, we try and keep them as together as possible. And they have to be guarded wards, you know, for a variety of reasons. Although, you know, usually they're so sick, I thought, you know, I could take them if I had to. But anyway, they are guarded by the MPs in as unobtrusive a way as possible. In fact, we end up co-opting the MPs into helping us sometimes with our nursing care. And, you know, they're up for the punch.
The ones who have been aggressive, who have attacked U.S. positions, how do they respond to you? What is their attitude toward you as a doctor?
I had this preconceived notion that they were probably not going to be able to see me as, you know, any kind of a, you know, figure, you know, of any meaning because I was a woman. And I found actually that was not the case at all. You know, when a person is very critically injured and you're taking care of them day after day, they end up developing a bond with you and you with them over time that sort of transcends their being a bad guy or your being a woman or whatever. So my relationship with them is one that's actually kind of fluid. In the very beginning, usually they're just kind of waking up and wondering what's going on with them, and we're dealing with the medical issues and pain and just trying to get the body back together. And then as time goes on and they sort of see a couple times every day, you become a part of each other's lives, and then the relationship is just like, well, any relationship that I would have with, you know, any patient that I'd taken care of for a while.
The thought, though, must occur, Dr. Claggett, when you're standing by a bedside of someone who has attacked U.S. soldiers, that this is an enemy. Does it occur to you that this person could have killed or injured somebody, let's say from the Seattle area where you're from back home?
It does, and I guess to answer your question, yes, it does occur to me. But then I think your other question is, what does, you know, does it affect your judgment? I may be reading something into it. I just don't know that I could split my thought process that way. Yes, I know that these people have done things to American soldiers, to Americans, well, to each other for that matter, but it doesn't alter the fact that, you know, they're ill or they're injured or they're broken. And what they've done before, I guess I know it's happened, but I don't see that it really has merit for whatever it is that we're dealing with at that particular time. It would be kind of like if, you know, sometimes in my practice in the United States, I have to see somebody in the emergency room who has beaten their child or, you know, beat up their wife or is a drunk driver and just, you know, killed a carload of people. And you know, while it's sort of distasteful thought, you just, it's certainly not, you know, not something that's in the front of anybody's mind as you go through doing the things that you would naturally do to care for somebody who's injured. So, yes, it does occur to me. But not in a way that I would hope anyway, not in a way that would prejudice my care. I would be very disappointed in myself if I were to cave into something like that. And I don't think that I would be an effective or good physicians.
Lieutenant Colonel Cynthia Claggett talking with us from Baghdad. Thank you for talking with us.
Well, thank you. It's always nice to talk to somebody from home.
That Noah Adams interview on Day to Day from NPR News.